From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. Boone County Treasurer Nicole Galloway will take over as Missouri's next state auditor. Governor Jay Nixon made the announcement today, 6 weeks after Tom Schweik died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Nixon says Galloway is more than qualified to fill out the rest of Schweik's term.
As a CPA and certified fraud examiner with experience in both the public and private sectors, Nicole is uniquely qualified to step into this important role. At 32, she has already established a reputation as a smart, hardworking professional at the top of her field.
Galloway is a Democrat and will be sworn in the last week of April, replacing Acting Auditor John Watson. In response, the Missouri Republican Party criticized Nixon's choice, saying he should have chosen a Republican since Missouri voters elected a Republican to that post last fall. A new audit claims Missouri owes the federal government $34 million for not complying with Medicaid regulations. A U.S. Department of Health and Human Services audit released today shows Missouri didn't bill drug manufacturers for rebates. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that that meant drug companies kept more money while there was less for Medicaid recipients. The Missouri Department of Social Services oversees the program and says it disagrees with the audit. A department spokesperson says the amount owed is closer to $7 million. States are supposed to collect rebates for medication given at hospitals by submitting drug data to manufacturers. But the audit shows Missouri failed to submit this data for at least 3 years. A Missouri lawsuit seeking class action status accuses three insurance agencies of failing to safeguard consumer data from hackers who recently breached the computer networks of the health insurance company Anthem. A lawsuit first filed in February in St. Louis County on behalf of a Richmond, Missouri woman was amended Tuesday to add three new plaintiffs. The plaintiffs claim personal data stolen during the breach is responsible for fraudulent tax returns filed in their name. Hackers in December or January broke into an Anthem database, which included names, employment details, and social security numbers. A man believed to be the Bitcoin Baron has been arrested in Arizona. Randall Tucker of Apache Junction, Arizona, is believed to be behind the Twitter account Bitcoin Baron, which claimed responsibility for the cyber attacks against the City of Columbia and KOMU websites that occurred in December and February. Columbia Information Technologies Assistant Director Mark Neckerman says the attack resulted in what's called a distributed denial of service, which took the city's website offline. A distributed denial of service makes an online service unavailable by overwhelming it with traffic from multiple sources.
What we're doing right now is working with the FBI to see if the City of Columbia can file charges against him as well.
Tucker is charged with felony computer tampering for allegedly hacking government agency websites in Arizona. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.